demanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, August 6th.
Another week.
Another week. Another Monday.
Another Monday.
Did you get to sleep any during the weekend?
Not last night in particular. No,
but over the weekend didn't get to sleep in a little bit. You don't like
I slept a lot, actually.
A little bit?
No, I actually slept a lot. What did I do? I don't remember what I did Friday. Oh, Friday, I went hiking up at Mount Baldy. I love Mount Baldy. Mount Baldy
is nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. My friend was like, they usually do the full moon hikes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was expecting it to be like all these people, like normal. And like, I was all excited. And I get one of my girlfriends and we're like, yeah, we're going to do a full moon hike. And she's gone with me before. And we get there and the parking lot is empty.
Really?
I mean, there's no one
there. Nobody there.
And I'm like, this is weird. So then I'm looking like, and you can't look on the internet. There's no service. You're like, just screwed. And on the way up, I kept looking like, I'm not sure if it's tonight. Like, it looked like it was last weekend. Which is weird because the full moon wasn't until like Thursday.
Right.
So it would be Friday, the full moon hike. Mm-hmm. Hello? Yeah. And they didn't. They did it the weekend before. I don't know why. So we're like, this is kind of creepy.
Yeah.
So we're looking at each other and we're like, okay, the last lift closes at 7:45. Like, I know because my friend is one of the owners of Mount Baldy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, get there, you know, by 7:45. The kitchen closes at 7. We were like, we just ate. We don't need food. 7:48. We get there at 7:45. So we're like, should we go on the lift? And I'm like, nah, who wants to go on a lift? First of all, the lifts are a little scary,
uh-huh.
A little bit. Like, last time I was on the lift, I was making up horror stories. It's actually funny. And, yeah, and then we started creeping each other out because I'm like, oh, my God, we're in the middle of nowhere. And the lift stopped, and I'm like, shit, we can't even jump. It's, like, thousands of feet below. We're stuck on a fucking lift. No one knows where we are. So I was like, no lift this time. We're just going to – and we're there to hike. So,
right, exactly.
Yeah. So
if you're the only one, you don't want to get out of this.
It was so creepy. So we get this flashlight out, and I'm like, oh, I got, like – and it's so lame. Go ahead, laugh. But I have, like, headlights, like, for, like, you, like headgear you, like, wear when you're, like, hiking. I couldn't find it. Of course, I don't have it with me. So we have the car. I leave my, like, mace in the car because I have bear mace. And I'm like, cool, if I see a bear, I'm going to get me a bear. I'm going to mace it. It's going to be fine.
Uh-huh.
I leave it all in the car. So we have this dinky little flashlight that barely, like, lights up. But it was still light out. So I'm like, oh, we're fine. We hike up. I'm like, I can't even believe we hiked up. We were, like, climbing, you know, stuff. And I'm like, this sucks. This sucks ass. Like, why do I like this again? Please explain. So we get all the way to the top. And then it's dark at this point. And, like, two cars come down. And they're like, are you okay? So I take the little dinky flashlight out. And I'm, like, flashing them so they don't run us over. Because it's literally a cliff. Like, the road is so small.
Wow.
And they're like, why are you coming up here now? Like, nobody's here. I don't know. So anyway, we made the best of it. And we hiked back down. And it took us, like, a while. And we started getting creeped out. We, like, kept seeing, like, weird things. And we're like, what if we get alien probed?
That's true.
Like, what if? And I'm not kidding. Okay, so there's, like, you know, the UFO guy that came in here?
Uh-huh.
So, like, the paranormal group that, you know, like, and I don't know if I... Joey's here, by the way. Hi.
Yes,
hi.
Joey. Well, we'll bring him in just a minute. He's busy.
So he's into that kind of stuff, too. And so there's this group that's a paranormal group. They meet once a month. And that guy, you know, that I forget his name. But he's really well-known. He's on Coast to Coast a lot, you know.
Right.
Who he is. So I started thinking about it because they showed these videos recently of, like, 20, like a fleet of, like, 20 planes.
Really?
That were, it's on my Facebook.
Yeah.
Someone put it on my Facebook. And they're, like zooming all around different directions. And it's, like, and they're not planes, clearly. Like, it's, there are lights that are moving around in the sky. And it's here, like, near Santa Monica or something. So I was like, well, this is weird. And we're in the middle of nowhere. And it's Mount Baldy. And they can rape us and alien probe us. And then she's like, how do you know they didn't already? I mean, I don't know. So then we started being like, well, then they can track us.
Yeah.
And then we're just being idiots and totally freaked out. The light doesn't work at all. And we're like, tripping and falling. And I'm like, we're going to die here. And no one's going to know we're here.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
That's true.
So that was my Friday.
Well, so much for your adventures, you know. I mean, you do take risks sometimes.
I didn't fall, though. I was very excited.
Good.
I found the walking stick. I did. I was very excited about that, too. Yeah. And I was like, wow. I'm going to bat the bears away with it.
Yeah.
So that was my Friday. Yeah.
Wow. I got to tell you, we went to the beach yesterday in Malibu, and the scariest thing happened. It's like we're walking, you know, on the sand and stuff towards my wife's family were there, you know, like her sister and niece and stuff. And they had like one of those big tents, you know, the big tents. It's really like tall and stuff, really big. And it was windy. And as we're walking, I see this whole fucking thing taking off the ground and being blown away. Now, you're laughing, but this is going over people. And I'm going, what the fuck? And I'm starting to run. I said, there's no way I can do anything about it. You just seen it blowing over. And
oh,
I thought the legs were like plastic. I thought, well, you know, maybe it's not a big deal.
Metal.
They're all fucking metal. This thing is heavy. And I can't tell you how many times I thank God that nobody got hurt. I mean, it was rolling over people, but it didn't touch even one. Can you imagine if this like fucking like impaled the kid or something?
I don't think about it. I was just laughing at the thought of it. Like,
no, I know.
People and like attack the umbrella, run. You know, I'm like, that's actually kind of funny. But
it is when you see something big like that coming at you, you know, fast.
Yeah.
And you don't know if it's gonna hit you or not. God, man, I was so happy.
So there were like idiot people that didn't hammer it down in.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if they're. Yeah.
Yeah. They're idiots. Complete idiots. Like, what a moron.
Okay,
it's
well, you can tell my niece next door that she's.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
So it was her fault. Yeah. Okay.
It's not anybody's fault. The wind was so hard.
Yeah.
That, you know, I mean, there's no way. I mean, No, it was secured into the ground and everything, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, I was in Vegas once and I got smacked with like those big, like big round pillows. Mm-hmm. It was like flying through. They're like, oh my God, attack of the pillows. And I was laughing because it was, I mean, I got suffocated. It was so funny. Like, because you're just laying there, like relaxing by the pool. And, you know, I'm talking to a friend next to me. And then all of a sudden she's like, oh my God, like pillow flying through the air. And gets up and runs. And I'm like, huh, what? Bam. And I'm like, underneath this pillow, like, this just happened. This just really happened. That's awesome. And everyone in like, and I was like, well, I want free drinks for the rest of the day. And the guy was like, okay. But I guess not be the pillow. That's why I'm laughing, because I was picturing that.
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, it does sound funny, but I was just thinking of what could have happened.
Yeah.
And I just thought, God, man, I don't know what
now,
I
would that be
done,
manslaughter, you know? I guess?
I don't think so. It's
because
not,
what if
it's
you did impale
fault.
Someone? Technically, but hold up. Yeah. So if you guys put it in the ground and you impale a kid, their head is chopped off, their head's rolling down, don't you think those parents are going to come after? They're going to come after you.
Yeah, they are. Completely. But there's nothing they can do. What are they going to do? I mean, they're not going to put you in jail for it.
Yeah, but see, it's kind of like.
It's not like you're being negligent or anything. It's just
kind of.
How?
Sort of, if it's not completely in the ground, right?
Well, yeah, but you don't know. The wind was very strong. I mean, you don't know.
I don't know, I'm just thinking
that's
all
the
crazy fucked up laws.
But you're right. You're right. I mean, they would have come after us, and that's why I was just so happy nothing happened.
Right. You know? It would be like in a way if, like,
would have destroyed our day.
If, let's say, a person deliberately ran in the middle of the road to get hit. They wanted to get hit. Like a bum. Like, I'm always terrified of a bum throwing themselves at me, and I'm like, oh, God, because he wants to get hit on purpose, because he wants, like, the money or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's like if someone were to run out on purpose and try and get hit, it's like, how do you fight? You know what I mean? Like, it's supposed to be manslaughter. No, he didn't. He tried to commit suicide. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, sorry, I'm looking at that law and I'm looking at this and I'm like, it could be a huge issue.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's true.
Fucked
absolutely. Well,
anyway.
You know, I'm just happy. We were extremely lucky.
Yes.
All right. Well, we have a special guest in the studio, Mr. Joey Olson.
I'm special.
You're very special to me.
You ride the small bus quite often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I want to know right off the bat, how is a pillow story like. Like an easy up that weighs like 50 pounds that could kill someone.
No. It was not 50 pounds. It was like the kind like 10 people or lay on, like huge. And it was on that wicker thing. So the wicker thing went flying one way and that went flying another. And it was like very heavy. Like,
oh, no.
Like,
flying
shut
feathers
up.
And baskets.
Shut your face right now. It was like the size of like half the – like the tall as the building. It was pretty big.
Tall as a building.
It was
out of all your stories, what you came up with was a flying pillow.
Shut your face. You know what? Just shut your face because it was traumatic for me, and I got smacked and I was suffocated and I was like kind of like drunk and like what the fuck's going on and what's on me and get me out of here. But it was really funny.
Well, in Sam's defense, you know, they're almost at the beach. There's almost no way to secure something. You have to get some of those boat anchors where you screw them into the sand.
Right.
And that's about the only. I mean, how many people?
And I don't know how you can do that. when you have those metal legs, you know, there's nothing there.
They pull right out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
No, and
but
I see that. Sandbags.
But
though.
He's
I just
right.
want to say, hold up.
I mean, but you're
this
right.
This is when sandbags come into play. Because when I have a tent and I've done like photo shoots, I bring my tent to change in. And yes, I've seen it go flying before. So I bring sandbags.
You bring sandbags.
You bring the heavy sandbags and you plop them on the edge. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it stays in place. It doesn't go flying.
Okay.
You know, I just carry 4 sandbags in my car for everything.
I actually used to. Shut your face. Thank you. You never know when you need a sandbag.
No, but you're right. I mean, you know, it could have been bad.
Yeah,
it could have been
bad. Really bad.
And the thing is, people could have come after us, too. I mean,
right.
they always look for someone to blame. And
if you impaled my kid, I would fuck your life up, like, completely.
Yeah.
Every which way I could. And I would make sure that... It wasn't just me civilly. It was like you. There would be a new law passed. There would be like all kinds of shit going on. I'm like,
I
know. You know,
Virginia, that's a scary thought.
It's a really.
That's why I'm saying.
Not the impaled part, but you having a kid.
Funny. Ha ha ha. Fucker.
Anyway, how's it going, Joey?
Oh, just splendid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to make a little trip over here, you know, harass you guys in person instead of, you know, behind the scenes.
I know. I'm always getting the texts like, okay, should I say that he said this? No, I'm not going to do it this time.
Joey has a show every Wednesday night at 7 called Guy Talk Radio, which is appropriate enough. You guys do get guys there, but you get women too, but talk about them.
Oh, yeah. We get, you know what the funny thing is in listeners, it's pretty much a 50-50 split.
Yeah.
And the women really like to know what we're saying. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. I know, the curiosity, huh?
Oh, yeah. And especially when we got guests on, like I had Phil Verone from Skid Row on the show, and he has the biggest following of women. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
And, you know, living that whole swinger life. So they're all on there. Oh, here's pictures of me. And they're sending them to Phil, and he's showing all of us. It's great.
Yeah. Well, what can I say?
I don't have
a good past with him, so I don't want to talk about it. But
I was
go ahead.
This guy lives on Skid Row, and he's on.
No,
like,
he doesn't live on Skid Row.
I'm confused.
Phil Verone from the band.
I don't know who
the band is. Skid Row.
I don't know what that is either.
Yeah.
Drummer, Saigon Kick.
Okay. Is it like crazy heavy metal?
No,
I don't like that.
It's just he's full of tattoos, piercings, everything.
80s hair band.
Yeah, he's like all over the place. He has like a sex addiction or something. So he was on TV for that.
Oprah.
Dr.
Drew. Oh, so he's like really well known. Like, I'm an idiot right now. I'm
well, no, he's
idiot.
Not well known. He's known among some people.
Well,
right?
I feel bad. He didn't know who you were.
Oh. Touché.
You know what I just saw in the magazine? I check out the trades for the adult industry. They send them to me. And he just released...
And why is that, Sam?
A rubber phallus.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I mean, it's just like... It's a business side of...
The Dr. Feelgood is the name.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Look, for porn, I don't go for magazines like that. There's hardly any porn in there.
Sam loves researching fake dongs. You know?
Yeah,
that's what
there you go.
Hobby.
And that's exactly what
the
I was going to say. Not a pump, but they released a penis.
A dildo.
Yeah, a dildo that looks like his cock or something.
Oh, like a mold.
Yeah,
like a mold.
Got it.
Yeah.
With a piercing in it.
Yeah, like I'm sure everybody
weird.
Wants his cock, but, you know, what do I know? Joey says a lot of women are after him.
Wait, who's this
guy? He's like, I don't know what he is. I mean, he's like
this
all
guy.
Over.
Oh,
yeah,
this,
he's
like,
all over the place.
He has his cock out. Like,
yeah.
Literally. That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I should know who this guy is then.
Yeah. I'm like, who
so
the
I'm
fuck's going to buy this?
I have
Nobody
no idea.
Knows him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you did, would you buy his cock?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Enough said.
The funny thing was, I was reading one of his posts a while ago, and apparently people are always asking for free ones.
Mm.
They're like, it's my birthday. Can I have a free one?
Really?
And
I would try and ask for it too if I want. I don't pay for shit.
Yeah.
He's like, why do you want the dong? Why don't you just get the real thing?
Yeah.
He gives that away for free.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so he's just a whore, basically.
Duh. Yeah. If you're a rock star, you are a whore.
Oh, well, yeah.
Why not?
Copy that. Oh, so he's just a rock star. Okay, I guess. Does he do porn, too?
I don't know that he's a star. He's a rock singer, but...
All right. So he's a rock star. Well, this is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like a rock porn star. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm really
tired. If you guys are friends, I'm not going to say anything bad about him, but I've got a very bad past with him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But at any rate, talking about him. What?
I said, well, do tell.
By the way, he's just outside the door.
Yeah, I know.
Perfect.
Good if he was. So, Joey just had a baby.
Yeah.
Not too long ago.
Two months ago.
Two months ago? And that's your second one, right?
Yeah, another little boy.
Oh, another little boy. So you have two boys now.
Two boys. I got my minions.
Yes, there you go.
They do my evil bidding, yeah. Which is very evil.
Yeah. I guess, I don't know. I think boys are easier. You know, my daughter's 22. Uh-huh. I just found out she just met a guy who's 30. And it's kind of weird.
How do you feel about that?
Well, it's kind of weird, but I mean, I haven't met him yet, mm-hmm. so I don't know. But it is kind of weird, you know, because she hasn't dated that much.
Right.
But at the same time, I figure, you know, what the hell? Maybe it'll help her mature a little
bit. It might. It probably will.
Yeah.
I'm not saying.
What, is she immature?
I'm not saying anything.
What?
I said, is she immature or what, you know?
No, but I mean, she acts younger than her age, you know, and stuff. So, but, yeah, I mean, you know, she still lives at home and everything. But then, again, everybody still lives at home, you know. I mean, I was reading, like, this article about they did a survey on how many people still live at home at the age of, you know, up to 30.
Really?
Because of the economy, yeah. So it's
my brother lives at home.
Pretty scary. How old is he?
He's, like, 28.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, time to move.
He's doing
Yeah, I haven't lived with my parents since I was 17, so.
Yeah, yeah. I moved out when I was 18.
Yeah, yeah, and it was just to go to school, and I haven't been back since, and.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, I don't remember, are you originally from L.A., or did you move here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're originally from here.
Yeah, that's okay. Born and raised in, well, born in Tarzana, and.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's why Joey doesn't give a shit about anything. He was born in L.A.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Nah, everybody's just so freaking angry out here, man. And drivers are the worst.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
Oh,
man.
Well. You already know
how I
feel about
that. There's too many of them. That's the problem, you know. You go out to other places, I'm telling you, drivers are 10, 20 times worse.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, I don't know. I've been
not in the States, but,
in other countries. I've been to other states, you know, and everybody's much nicer driver.
Yeah.
You know, especially like states like.
Have you lived on the East Coast? Have you been over there? I'm talking like people will get out and shoot you. Like,
really?
Completely.
What do you want to go to the wrong coast for?
Huh?
I said, what do you want to go to the wrong coast for?
The wrong coast.
The
Are
wrong
we really
going
to get into this? Really? That's an evil laugh.
Yes.
That's a really evil laugh. I can't do it.
Your football season's almost starting.
I know.
You're getting ready for it?
I'm really excited.
Wow.
There's a lot of changes that are going on. So
yeah?
It'll be, yeah, you know, I have my fantasy team and I have to do the picks soon. I forgot about that. Gotta pick a day.
Do you follow football, Joey?
Not at all.
No, huh?
You punk.
Yeah, I host Guy Talk Radio and I don't follow football. No, I'm more into motorsports.
Yeah.
No, that's good. That's great. But if you don't follow football, you're kind of gay. All I'm saying.
Oh, probably, you
okay.
know.
Hey, what about if I half follow it, then I'm bi?
Okay. I'll let you have that. Okay.
Yeah.
Totally.
No, you know what's gay?
What?
Fantasy leagues.
No, it's not. It's amazing. You get into the game, you learn more about the players, and then it's all about, like, you know, whoever you're playing against. Like, it's fun. It's like, because, you know, if you're competing against somebody else, it, like, makes the game so much better. There's money on the line.
I'm going to
well,
do my own team.
Can you guys explain it to me? I've heard of fantasy football. Okay. I don't know what the hell it is.
So what it is you get about 10 teams, 10 to 12, depending on what you want. And you can have, like, 8 teams, but that's just lame. So you want, like, 10 teams, and you have, like, your friends log on. They could be anywhere in the country. Like, I have my friends in Maryland that do it with me, and then a lot of friends here. And we pick, like, we do our drafts. Mm. So literally, you own a team. Like, you're the owner of a team. And then we draw straws and who goes first.
So you pretend you own a team.
Yeah.
Shut up.
And you pretend that these guys are yours.
They are mine. For that season.
And then you play Dungeons and Dragons
until they
right
screw
afterwards.
Up.
So
actually,
stupid.
I do. I'm kidding. What if I did? So what if I did?
That's good.
You'd just be a nerd.
You're just mad because I have a brain that actually can work out a game like that.
Okay.
Whoa.
Anyway, okay. But no, okay, so fantasy, you pick your players and yeah. you draft a team, basically. And it could be, and what's cool is like when I'm like a huge Ravens fan, I hate the Steelers and I will never pick a Steelers person on my mm-hmm. team ever. But you draw from like, all, you pick from each team. You pick the best quarterback from one team, the best, you know, whatever. And you go in order. So it sucks when someone picks your guy that you really want, but you go in order and you have all these printouts of like who's the best and their scores and whatnot. And basically you're playing for money.
Mm.
You put money in the pot and like there's, you know, a big pot and at the end, like first, second, and third get something and then we have like the shitty league. Mm. So like the last four, whoever wins it like the least four, they get something too. They get their money back.
But no, I mean if you choose players from different teams and stuff, How do you win?
Well, what it is it's points. It's based on a point system. So let's say, you know, this week you've got my defense is Ravens, and because I always pick them. We're really good, though. But we're really good, so it doesn't matter. And then your defense is Packers, you know? And, like, let's say, and there's different variables in it. So let's say, like, you know, someone scored on there maybe once. So you probably would wind up, and you win the game, so maybe you'll wind up with, like, and there's no screw-ups. Like, your defense is really
Doesn't the computer handle all that for you, though?
Yes.
Okay, so you can just log on and look at
what there's a computer program for that.
Oh, yeah, it kind of does it all for you. But then we make our own rules, and, like, you add that to it, and the computer adds all the points up, and then you see who wins or loses.
We make our own rules, or it's Bridgetta wins? I mean, because I know you make your own rules.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, well, it sounds good, you know? I mean,
it's
it sounds like fun,
Yeah.
Sounds like fun. Maybe I should do that.
It's super fun. And then, and get you, like, you learn more about the game. Like, if you don't know nothing about football, it'd be good to do because it forces you to, like, learn.
Right.
And each week, like, there's a bye week. So sometimes, like, you know, your team's not playing that week, then you need to switch another player out quickly and, like, pick another one up, and you do trades within other teams and... You know, I play a little shady that way. That's true.
Yeah.
I will admit that.
Yeah.
I will.
Well,
I'll pay you for your player. I'll pay you for your player. Give it to me now. Yes.
Yeah.
So, Joey, what do you guys talk about on your show?
Oh, anything and everything. You know, a lot of we do a lot of drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I really like to get in. You know, we've had breweries on there. Like, I just had Fireman's Brew on my show.
Really?
And they bring in their beer and we drink it and talk about whatever's going on.
Is it made by firemen?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Some I forget what, but they're actual still working as firemen right now.
Oh.
And they're doing like a benefit. They're doing an auction in August at the end of this month where they sell the fireman and you can buy one for the day or something. we're gonna try and
What would you do with the fireman for the day? I mean, I can imagine what some people would do with the fireman for the day.
You hang out with them at House of Blues, and you know, it's just
I'd want to hang out in the fire station. I'd want to like play on like press all the buttons and like swing on the pole.
Yeah, go figure, swing on the pole. Right?
I'd want to like it would be fun. I would be like fire drill. For real.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's stupid.
So, yeah, we talk about all the ins and outs of drinking. You know, I get other companies come on there. We teach you how to make different drinks. That's just one of the fun parts. And then, you know, we got a lot of special guests. You know, like I was saying, I had Phil Verone. Next week I have the host of Coming Home, Matt Rogers. He'll be on my show.
What's Coming Home?
It's the one where the military members, they surprise their family and... You know,
I don't know anything about it, but I
like a reality show type
of
thing.
Yeah, they you know, some award ceremony goes on or something like that, and then all of a sudden they show up and the family wasn't expecting them. It's a really cool thing. And he got, I think, third place on American Idol a year or two ago.
Nice.
Really? So. Wow, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So,
and you've stolen a few of ours.
Cool guess, yeah.
What? I'm giving him shit.
Yeah.
You've stolen a few of ours.
Hey,
it's fair trade.
I've given you some, and you just
don't
call them.
I did. I actually emailed the guy, but he didn't email back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I gave you the phone number, too.
I don't like calling people.
I know.
Dude,
but the phone does work.
No, it doesn't. Unless it's text messaging. I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't call me. I'll text you.
And my voicemail actually says that.
Really?
Don't leave a message. I'm not going to check it. Just text. Have you even listened to my voicemail?
Really?
I've never listened to your voicemail.
It's very, like, flat out. Like,
really?
Don't. Yeah.
I've never called.
I'm not going to call you. Email me. It actually says email me or text me.
Yeah.
You know what? A lot of people are like that in Hollywood. Like, the whole thing. You know, it's... I feel a little weird like emailing somebody back and forth. You know,
why? Trail.
Well, yeah, it's a paper trail, but like over buying and selling stuff, I buy and sell a lot of stuff on Craigslist.
Right.
And if somebody's emailing me, oh yeah, I'll meet you at this place. I'm like, no, call me.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure there's somebody there. You know, I don't know. I don't trust anybody. So.
I want everything like everything on email. Want everything. Yes.
Everything documented.
Yeah.
No, you said this. On this time.
And then I'll forward, like, if I feel creepy, like, if I'm going, like, for Craigslist or something, because sometimes that is weird, then I will forward it to people and be like, this is where I am. If I don't come back, you need to know where I am. Who did it?
Yeah, Craigslist is a lot of fun. I love that.
Yeah, it is.
What else
it
do
is
you do
a lot
on
of
Craigslist?
Fun. Do you buy, so you buy something?
Yeah, motorcycles.
Really?
And
oh, you got a new one, too, recently.
Yeah, I just got a new Road King. That's mine. And then I get other bikes and... You know, do fix them up and sell them. And I also have been trying this Barter Kings thing.
What?
Have you seen the show Barter Kings?
No.
Oh, it's awesome. You know, I'd always wondered why people, when I was like selling a car or selling a bike or something, why people would offer, hey, do you want to trade for this? I'm like, no, I just want the money. Screw you.
Yeah.
But when you're actually looking for trades, there's actually a section on Craigslist that says barter.
That's so fun. Mm.
And, well, the show Barter Kings is basically about these guys that own a trading post.
Mm.
All right. And people bring them their stuff and they'll buy things, you know, randomly for a very small amount.
Mm-hmm.
And then they trade it. They call it trading up.
Mm.
So, you know, I don't necessarily know if it's all legitimate. Like, I've seen them trade some stuff that people wouldn't really.
There was a game about this a couple years ago, and like this girl walked out with a car.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking
really?
About? Yeah.
Wow.
I can't remember what it's called, that people were going on Craigslist and doing this.
Yeah, and you just keep trading up, and so far, you know, I've gotten up some pretty cool things.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I traded an old bicycle, and I got some like old vintage neons, like a Corona one, and a Michelob for my wall in my garage.
Mm. Wow.
And this welder that my dad gave me, I don't know what it's worth. Probably he's like, see if you get $100 for it. I traded it for a brand new guitar that's worth like $600.
That's really? Awesome.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
I want to start doing that.
Yeah.
I'd be good.
I know
this.
People do it with phones all the time. I mean, you know, my kids traded phones like 3 times. You know, iPhone to Android. To
I don't want people having my phone though. You know how much stuff is in there.
Well,
no, you obviously take everything off.
Yeah. As long as it's like an iPhone. That you can delete everything and it's really gone, not like a PC, Android phone where you can still find it later.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like when you take your phone back to get it warrantied at one of the stations. I know, like the Mac store.
Right.
They actually, all right, you push this button and this deletes everything from your phone, and they trade it out. And that's, you know, that's why I like the iPhone.
You're saying you can't reset an Android? Like,
I don't
back
think you can.
Back to the factory settings? I'm sure you can.
I'm sure they can, but...
Maybe. I don't know. And I've always gotten weird. Like, I hate when I have to... I'm sending this phone back. I got another phone, and I'm like, there's contact. I mean, I guess I can delete some of the contacts, but I'm like, if they really wanted, they could go through. I'm not that I...
Right.
It's just other people's
they're
numbers
not gonna
and
go
stuff,
go
you know?
Through. Yeah.
They're and not pictures.
Well, yeah, but that's... Isn't that the same kind of thing as what people used to have to do when you had to actually process film? You take it in there, you take all your naughty pics in there. Don't look at them.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know they're looking at them.
Of course they are.
And then they'd catch pedophiles like that, you know? I mean,
would be looking if it was there and I was working it. Hell yeah, why not? It's right there. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, you have to look at it, especially in the old days, the way they used to develop pictures, you know?
If you're having, if you're developing sex photos, you're going to look.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Where do you think the term whack shack came from? I mean, you drop off the film to these little shacks and...
I never thought about that. Thank you for that. Now that there's splooge, now that I'm thinking of splooge all over my pictures. Not that I took dirty pictures. I didn't really. But I'm...
Liar.
Yeah, I don't know if you take... You know, I don't understand these people that send, you know, sex pictures to be developed. Doesn't make sense. But, of course, today it's a moot point because nobody has the pictures
sexting
anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, does everybody loves that? All of a sudden, you just get boom, naked picture. Yeah. I mean, most of the time it's not. It's just like something that's going around, you know, from all your friends, and they're sending it around.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is your vagina picture of the day. It's great. Sweet. And that's the best gift a guy can give each other, you know.
Well, a vagina.
Yeah, pictures of vaginas, you know.
Oh, pictures of vaginas.
Or if they had one.
The real thing.
If they had one. What the hell?
I don't know. I'm
this
kidding.
Is going a whole other direction.
Yeah. Here, I want to give you my vagina.
They do that for bachelor parties.
Do they really? I guess coming closer. They do it for bachelor parties?
Yeah. I mean, that's what guys do.
Yeah. We have another voice here who is unidentified, and he decided to join the conversation. So, well, that makes sense, you know? Yeah.
That's what they do. They go and they get their friends strippers and...
Oh, like strippers. Okay. Oh, like real vaginas.
Yeah. You give them a vagina.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me tell you something about that, all right? You know when you go online and you order a stripper?
I've never ordered a stripper online. You can order a stripper online.
Yeah. Me and my friends did this. One of my buddies just came back. Or no, I think he was going into the military. Or it was his birthday or something. And his girlfriend's like, I want to get him a stripper here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like the house calls. So, you know, we go online and we're like, oh, we like this one. And we like this one. And we like, you know, we're just picking them out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like that one's hot. Okay. So we're waiting for this one to show up. It says pick 3.
Yeah.
Bullshit. They send you whatever, you know, streetwalkers out there.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. We got this one with his nasty titties. And, you know, of course we didn't send her away, but.
I would have been like, no.
Get the real one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have called and complained. Well, you know what I would have done? I would have let her, like, you know, do her thing. And then I would have called and complained.
So they give you a refund.
I need a new one. Send me another one.
This one's broken.
Yes. Broken buttons. Broken titties.
Oh.
And then, you know, you're talking just about vagina, and I was thinking we were talking about that fake dick.
Yeah.
Well, they have fake vaginas too.
Oh, I know.
You know
pocket
that?
Pussies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah.
And
my roommate has one. I found
like
it.
Flat.
By accident. Like,
really?
I was like, well, because I was helping unpack, and I was uh-huh. like, what is this? And I opened it. I'm like, oh my god, I just touched it. That is disgusting. Oh my god.
Okay, if girls can have vibrators and fake dicks, why can't guys have a fake
pussy? I just don't want to touch it. Like, yeah. I was like, I wasn't expecting that. I don't want... Ugh.
That's true, yeah.
Let's
plus,
put my hand on.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't seem very sanitary to me, you know? Those
no.
flashlights and stuff, you know?
You know, it's just
yeah,
a matter
okay,
of
so,
how you wash them out. They're hollow, I mean...
So you come in it, and then you wash it out.
Yeah.
Gross.
Or, you know, on your stomach, whatever.
Yeah, come outside.
Wow.
Pull out the last minute.
Yes.
Really? Wow.
But what's funny is they put on them like, you can have different attachment.
You can?
Like a vagina or a mouth or an ass.
Oh,
well,
wow.
Yeah, that's on the fleshlight one. I mean, you know, there's some of them that are actual molds of like ass and vagina
right.
all in one piece.
Yeah,
really?
It's like a rubber thing.
Yeah. And you like sit it on your bed or...
This.
Or
it's like, how can you do this?
Or you stick it to something. I think some
you've
of them
done
are plungers.
So you put on the end of the bed and you basically fuck the bed, is what you're saying. You've done it.
Yeah, why not?
Does your wife just walk in and you're like, oh, okay, cool. And she's
he probably did
out.
It before he had a wife.
I probably
I'm
would
sure.
just walk in and be like, oh, okay, I'm leaving now.
What are you talking about? When you get married, you don't have a sex life. You get them after you have a wife.
That's true.
And if she doesn't want to do it, you're like, fine. Well, I'm going to sit here right in the middle of the bed and do it myself. You know, you kind of like to shame them into it. I mean,
that's true.
Shame
yeah.
them into
my,
it.
Yeah,
that's
my husband
funny.
Is fucking a piece of rubber, you know?
Hold on, I gotta go.
Have you ever fucked anything weird? Like fruits. You know what I mean? Like American pie. Like you got the pie. Mm. I have friends that have told me about melons, and they've said.
I know, I've heard all kinds of things
yeah.
like that. I don't know, man.
I forget what. Something else was really interesting. I can't remember what it was. And I was like, what? You can do that? They're like, yeah, you heat it up. I'm like, what?
Yeah,
like, you heat it up, and it gets moist, and you just.
I don't think, no, no.
No?
I don't think anything like that.
Really?
I think I got it stuck in, like, the pool filter once.
You liked a pool filter?
Why not? It sucks. It feels good. Just about every guy that, you know. Why not, you know? You're like, hey.
I'm missing out on a lot of shit, man.
But it got stuck in there, and...
How did you pull it out? And was this a public pool? Please
no.
don't tell me it was a public pool. Okay, I was going to say that. It's foul.
It was my neighbor's pool. No. They were home. No. No, I'm kidding. But
wait, so what? Did you have to, like, did it hurt to, like, pull it out?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, I don't know.
Did it turn, like, can you bruise your dick?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Can't, I don't know.
Dude, you can, those things will swell. I had one chick, like dry fuck me, and my dick swelled on, like, one side. I thought she, like, popped one. Because I think there's, like, a couple chambers in it or something.
Yeah.
And one side was just, like, all enlarged. I was like, look what you did.
The elephant.
Put it in your mouth.
Put it in your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much out there. You know, that's what I'm saying. I look at this magazine that they sent me, the adult one.
You're like,
and
I need some
yeah, there's
spice.
Like, it's like, yeah.
Yeah,
you have all those retailers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing all the stuff that people buy, things to insert in your ass, you know,
mm-hmm.
all kinds of things. And I'm going, wow, you know.
How does that conversation go with your wife, Sam? Hey, honey, you want to put
There's no this... conversation. I don't put any of this shit in my bedroom, man.
I love this stuff at work.
I'm not crazy about toys. I don't know why.
Why?
It feels weird for me. I don't
really?
Know. Yeah.
Hmm.
It's like, you know, I like natural things, you know?
Right.
Like, yeah.
Like your penis. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's...
So, I don't know. It just makes me feel weird.
Speaking
like
of,
it doesn't belong in bed, yeah.
Of natural things, you know what I fucking hate?
What?
Condoms. Oh,
yes.
My God. Like, I haven't used them in, like, 5 or 6 years. And, like, after, you know, I've been with my wife for 7 years. And
yeah.
there's... And, you know, they women are very fertile after they have a kid. You know, they got 9 months of periods to make up for.
Mm.
And so, you know, you just look at them and they're pregnant again, which would be fucked.
Really?
Yeah.
But, you know, trying to use them again, it's like, damn it. You're like, you know, I'll just wait. I'll just wait until you get an IUD put in there or something.
And I guess she can't take birth control because she's breastfeeding, right?
Well, there's like one or two brands that are okay with that, but you're still pumping the baby full of
hormones
or something.
Yeah, I wouldn't. No, that's not good.
Yeah, my baby will grow tits or something.
Don't do that.
Yeah, you don't want to
no.
do that. But, yeah, I mean, there's, you know, there's many different ways to do it, I guess. But you're right. You know, I mean, I've seldom, if ever, had to use a condom. you know.
Lucky man.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I don't know. I guess I took some chances with some chicks.
Yeah,
but,
you just
But the thing
chances.
Is that, but I can't remember the last time I was really, like, not in a relationship. You
right.
know, like, kind of just screwing around and stuff. So, and I just pull out, you know. I mean, I'd rather do that.
You know, it actually does work. Mm. You know, these people that, like, it, that say it doesn't work, you're like, well, I know people that have, you know, used the pull-out method for years.
For years.
And then... Yeah. Then within a month they're trying to.
I'm really glad we're having this conversation right now.
Yeah.
Right? I am.
Why? This is how you should start your morning every morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go on.
And you know, they try for having a baby and they're pregnant in a month. It's
yeah.
like, duh. What do you think happened? It, there's a little bit of, you know, baby batter in there and.
I don't know. Never happened to me though. You know, I mean, never any accidents. And I was able to have kids, so it's not like I can't have kids or anything. And I just, yeah, I mean, I don't, again, you know, it distracts me mm-hmm. to put a condom on and stuff, so
yeah, and
I don't know.
They're just gross, and they don't feel right, you know, yeah. when you've had the real thing.
What yeah. if it, okay, what if the new ones apparently are like...
They suck.
Okay, I don't know.
the only one that I've used that actually
you quiet, you know?
Feels
you actually
semi-okay is the one that's actually for a woman. It's like her ecstasy or something. I'm like, it actually feels okay.
Because you can feel the ridges when they're rubbing against? Or is it how...
I think it's just like bigger, like after like 2 inches on the shaft, it just like opens up the whole way. So I think you're actually fucking the inside of the condom.
Oh, so oh. it's a female condom. That's the one you're talking about where they...
No, it's...
No.
It goes on your dick. It just...
Oh, I thought you said female.
It's well, for... It's made for women, so it's got, like, ridges or
oh,
something
Oh, I see.
On
okay,
it.
For their pleasure.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the ultra-thin ones from Trojan, you suck.
You
Make
suck.
Make better ones. Yeah, I can't feel it. It's like... It takes me, like, an hour to come. I'm like, fuck!
That's hilarious. Okay, so we've had this conversation before, but I'm going to say it again. So how do you feel about threesomes?
Oh, they're great.
Mm-hmm.
Wait,
yeah.
which kind? The cool kind or the uncool
yeah,
kind?
Yeah, you see, you're talking
about
he's thinking of two women.
What's the uncool kinds?
Two guys.
Dudes.
Okay, no, two women.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, so
what guy isn't gonna say that's awesome?
Yeah.
No, true. I'd rather prefer another guy in here.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing is this: in relationships, it doesn't work very well. I mean,
uh-huh.
it can work okay when you know when you guys are acquaintances and stuff like that. But I mean,
yeah.
you couldn't do it with your wife even if there was another woman.
No,
could you?
Maybe. I'd be willing to try.
Yeah.
Okay, well, but obviously there would be ground rules, right?
Yeah, there would definitely
yeah,
be rules. But
it's
rules. Like, you know, if there's too many rules, then you're like, what's the fucking point?
But if yeah. the rules are just simply don't be making out, like completely sucking face making out, like then
your dick's going in another woman. What's the problem if you know you're
because
you're
it's more
out?
Like it's like okay if we're watching that and like that's our guy fucking another girl and you guys are making out. No.
How many times
here's
do you
but
made
it happens?
She's just a play toy. Like
right,
it's just a play
it
toy.
Happens
but
all
if
the
you're
time.
Actually making out, then I'm like, oh.
How many times have you made out with somebody at just a party, just randomly?
It's different.
Don't fucking lie.
I don't know.
It's a party there. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be drinks. There's going to be fun stuff. What's the fucking difference? Just cause...
The fact that I'm watching it and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Well, then don't do it.
Well, too late.
Yeah, that's the point. You know, I mean, that's the point is that you have to be okay with it. Everybody has to be okay with it.
Right.
You know, and I think that three's a crowd. I really do.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why I'm saying, you know, when I went to swingers places and stuff, I did do it with two women and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't have one.
But you
it's
didn't know
not
that.
Like, yeah, exactly. It's not like one of the women were with me. But then when I went there once with a girl that I was dating,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it with another girl.
No.
You know, we just did
okay.
it
well,
with each other. And we
the whole thing is just a whole problem within itself when you're with somebody else. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's like. Somebody, you know, if it's a continued thing, then somebody's gonna end up getting feelings hurt or feelings for someone, and you know, it's just a fragile thing because, you know, like how many girls like just you have as fuck toys on the side, and then they're like, hey, well, could we start going out? You're like, no, me and my friend tag team you last week, fuck you. I mean, I don't know, it's just a weird subject.
Yeah.
Okay, so but you've done it with girls you've been dating before, right?
Yeah. Well, no.
No?
No, they were just friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then there was silence.
We can always count on your phone.
No, it's not mine.
No, it sounds like one on the table.
Brigetta, turn off your vibrator. God damn it.
You know that they made like vibrator apps for phones. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah.
I would not think
like
it's
makes
it's not
it vibrate.
Strong enough. No way. Because when your phone's on vibrate anyway, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Like,
well, why, maybe, have you tried this?
Yes, I have.
Maybe the app is amplifies the vibration or something. Maybe it makes it vibrate harder.
I guess.
But at the same time, it depends. I mean, if you maybe through pants, it's not strong enough. Mm-hmm. But I would imagine over panties, it would be fine, no? Just push the shit out of it.
I don't know. I remember joking with a friend, and we were like, "Oh, feel that," and then we're like, "Yeah, feels good." It doesn't feel like anything.
Oh, it feels so good.
Like, no.
That's why I keep my phone in my back pocket. I love it.
Wow.
Oh man, the shit we're talking about today.
I know. Well, everything's different.
Is it only when I come on the show that you guys get this bad? I mean.
No, you're the one who takes us in that direction.
Well, see, because
I'll go there.
This is how I am normally. This is a normal conversation for me. Though I'm like, oh, awesome. Fun.
Yeah,
well,
that's the way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, our guests, it depends. Yeah. Like, it really does. We had our debates last week. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, I heard some of that.
I took going on it.
I eat.
What's a chicken place? Fucking and then all these
Chick-fil-A.
Other things.
What?
Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
And you know, fuck.
Is that my voice? Is that what I sound like?
No, I think it's more like.
Oh really?
And fuck you.
Wow. Remind me to smack your face. High five it actually.
Maybe that's what he hears, you know.
And I'm Regina, and I'm right. No matter what, I'm right.
No, it was a good debate.
No, it was a good debate.
I think it was really good. I don't know what happened with that actually, but that pissed me off. That whole issue pissed me off.
Yeah.
I went on.
Whose phone is it? It's gotta be yours.
That's me.
Let me guess. You tweeted really bad about it.
No.
Fuck you. I was going to say Krispy Kreme. No, I like Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme is good, huh? Do you remember when they used to have huge lines at Krispy Kreme, too?
Oh, yeah.
When they just
opened? Jelly donuts. Mm. Sorry. Have you ever done a jelly donut?
Have I ever done a jelly donut?
I've done that. Yes.
Oh, to masturbate?
Yes. They said the jelly feels... That's what it was the other thing. I was like, you guys are so weird. You have.
No.
No.
I don't see the fascination in fucking food. I mean, you're like, I can still eat that. Now it's ruined. There's been a dick in it. I mean, what's the number one thing, guys? You know, fear. It's other cocks. It's.
But you put your own dick in it. You wouldn't just stick your dick in the hole to see if it would, like, go in the hole? Come on.
You well, would you stick a banana or a cucumber in, or have you?
She's silent.
Yeah. Unless someone else shoves it in for you.
Yeah, meat and vegetables.
Oh, but, you know, when you're there with a partner, it's fun to see what you can put in there.
Oh, my God. Can you play this game?
Why not?
Let's see if you can stick in there. Really?
Okay. And you know what? Another thing. Why are there vibrating brushes?
What?
I've seen these girls that have brushes that
like
vibrate.
Like a massage
hairbrush?
Yeah, a hairbrush.
Really?
And, of course, they have these big handles on them. Those things aren't for vibrating your goddamn hair.
Well, what do you think? They're for combing? That's disgusting.
No, it's for playing with your pussy.
What's the... Ew.
Yeah. You know, what else do you think? The vibrator's
in
the
hair. It massages your head.
Yeah,
it may
right.
Be used
you know, all those
things.
Massagers they sell and stuff, it's all like for masturbation. It's not really a massager.
Okay, I've definitely used those before, for sure.
Yeah,
like your back massagers, I'm like, mm,
yeah,
this is...
But,
okay.
But they just call them that so they can sell them in mainstream stores, you know?
Yeah.
But who uses it for back pain, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, the funny thing, now in mainstream stores, they're selling vibrators and dildos. I mean, all the Trojan stuff. Like the
vibrating cock rings.
Yeah, well, they got that, and they have these boxes that are like a foot tall, and you're like, what the hell is in there?
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Where are you going?
Walgreens.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was right next to the fucking condoms I had to buy.
Really?
And I'm looking at these things, I'm like, all right, there's the one that the women always act real funny on the commercial about. Oh, here, have this one. It's new in the box. I only used it twice. I don't fucking know. But, you know, and now they're, like, stepping it up to, like, I think dildos or something. I didn't feel like picking up the box and be like, hey, look, there's a dildo here, you know, in the middle of Walgreens, but because I go in there all the time. But
that's kind of weird, though. Like, if you're shopping, I mean, and you've got your kids with you, that's kind of, I mean.
Yeah, I can't imagine. You must have seen something. I mean, that's not
I
that.
I can't think that would be. Like,
they had a picture on the box.
I did have my kid with me.
Oh, my God.
They had a picture on the box of a dildo?
No, it was just, you know, it was right next to the other one,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't lube. Because I see that the yours and mine thing.
Right.
But then there's like, there was the little box for the little handheld vibrating thing. And then I think the next one's like a wand.
Mm.
And then there's, I'm pretty sure the next one's a dildo.
Yeah.
But they, like when you open the box, you can't see it. They, I think they just kind of.
Because like kids would be like, oh, toy, look, daddy.
Yeah.
Look what I got. Actually, I have a
mommy has one
of
these in her drawer. It's a lightsaber.
Especially when then your son's age, they just talk and they don't know.
Oh, yeah.
They'll just, they're so honest.
Mommy was screaming last night. Don't lie, son. You know she was quiet as fuck.
I remember it was a standing joke when I was working on this show, and there was this huge double-sided dildo, and we used to just shove it in each other's bags, and so, but you would not know, so you're like, you're out to go pay for something, and there it is, and you're like, oh my god, this is embarrassing.
You had me excited just, there until you said bag. We used to shove it into each other's.
Yeah.
And then you just stop.
Oh, I should have just paused for a moment.
She shoved it
into
the bag.
I should have paused for the moment just to give you a little. Oh, just kidding. It was a bag. But yeah, so anyway, it was in one of the bags, and my girlfriend was over with her son, and he's like 2 or 3 at the time. And we were on the bed, like looking at something, magazines, whatever. He was on the floor, and we gave him toys and stuff. And so we looked down, and he's like, look, Mom. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I go, don't make a big deal about it, because if you do, he'll be like, he'll remember it.
Right. She's
like, oh, yeah, that's not a toy. We'll put this over here.
Like,
oh, my God. And she looked at me, and I was like, I didn't. It's not mine. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You just always carry a double-headed dildo wherever you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Always. Right now.
You know, it had to be a male invention, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's no way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much women enjoy this. Probably lesbians and stuff do.
Double-headed?
But, yeah.
Double-sided?
But I think that's more for guys. Guys enjoy watching that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, I mean, dildos are fun.
Yeah.
You don't have the real thing. Why not?
Well, yeah. A guy, you know, a couple's not going to go out and buy a double-headed dildo unless, you know, they're a lesbian couple.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, honey, I'll put this side in mine, and, you know, you put that in one of yours.
Suck on it.
Maybe
suck
there's
on
something
it.
To do. Who knows?
Look, I've got a back dick. I don't know. I
mean, back dick.
I got a tail. Watch it. Go.
You know you tuck it and do this little thing. Come on. Have you ever seen Anatomy of, I think it's Anatomy of the Penis. You guys ever seen that? It's actually really funny. It's these two New Zealand guys, and they literally can contort. They go on tour, like, everywhere. And they're naked on stage, and they contort their cock and their balls and these weird shapes and, like, things that you're like, what the hell are they doing? But it's really funny. It's comical. Mm. And, like, a ton of guys go and watch it, too. But we're just, because it's so weird. You're like, how do they, ow, how do they do that? It's really weird.
Really?
They can tie knots with it. And, like, it's so weird because I'm watching them, like, just, it looks like Play-Doh in a way. Like, they're cock, literally. Mm. And I'm like, ew.
Well, as long as it's not fully, you know, erect, then
right.
It's actually, you know, you can do whatever the hell you want with it.
But it was like, meh. Like, he was like stretching it far, and I'm like, what? That's weird.
He's probably...
It creeped me out. I was actually, that's not sexy at all, but I'm going to watch it because it's freaking funny.
Yeah.
But, like, as it's not, like, attractive. You know what I mean? It's, like, not, like, I would think, ugh.
That's kind of impressive.
Is
they
it?
Tie it into a knot.
If they tie it in a knot, they make, like, elephant ears. They do all kinds of weird stuff. There's these moves. It's hilarious. Look it up. It's so funny.
How many kids grow up thinking, when I grow up, I'm going to play with my dick in front of people?
It's New Zealand. They're all weird about it.
Do they
so.
Get? I wonder if they get laid a lot for that.
I'm wondering, but like I was saying, as a girl watching it, I wouldn't want, no. No, I would just be like, this is weird.
Yeah.
Because then I start wondering, like, if it can stretch that far, like, I don't know, that you even have, like, will it be normal? I start thinking all these
know.
Things. Or is
and
it
it's
got
to
like,
be pretty long to be able to to do things with it. You
yeah,
know?
It's very
well, weird. You know what?
But it's interesting.
Yeah.
Someone gave it to me as a gift, like the show, and I was like, oh, it's funny. I'll whatever. I'll put it in here and
the
watch it.
The gift of cock.
And it was hilarious, but it's actually really funny. It's a comedy. It's hilarious. I'm like, oh, you guys have to see. It. And then my guy friends are like, this is freaking funny.
Yeah.
And this is so weird, but it's funny.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Guys are fascinated with their cocks, you know, for
yeah.
the most part and
you just
stuff.
Stick it in things. Yeah. Like the pool filter.
Yeah. And they'll stick it everywhere.
And every woman you talk to is like, oh, they're so ugly, I don't know what, you know, what the whole thing is. Like, guys love pussies and guys love their own cocks, you know.
Yeah.
What depends on the cock. There's some pretty penis.
All right, well, we're getting out of sync.
Are we
here,
really so. Ending on that note? I was like, let's not end on that note.
Cock and balls.
Oh my god,
have a good one, guys.
No, but I mean, talking about this, we're gonna have in a few days Lexington Steel.
Oh, that guy you're telling me.
Yeah, with a 12-inch cock.
It
looks,
know,
like a third leg.
I want to talk, because, you know, I worked on Wonderland, John Holmes. And
right.
John Holmes was a 13.5-inch dick. So
right.
He's, you know, this guy's what, the second?
I don't know. He looks bigger than John Holmes, for sure.
Because John's 13.5.
Yeah. This thing is huge.
I don't know what the hell you'd do with something like that. Being porn.
Yeah, that's why you go into porn. That's
I
what you do.
I would
yeah.
run. Like, yeah. that would that shit would hurt.
Right. Hey, can you imagine he does anal with them, too, with the cock?
Wow. And that's what I was saying before. Can you imagine, like, if you go to the bathroom, it just, I mean, can you hold it in or does it just go everywhere? Oh, that's disgusting. Well, I had that thought in my head. But.
I don't know. I mean, you look at a chick, you know, well, most guys, you look at your dick and, you know, if you've ever seen a turd, you're like, my turd are bigger than that.
You know. Oh my
god. Like, so
all right, we gotta go. We'll have to have you come back so we can continue this educational.
I'm gonna have so many tweets today. It's gonna be interesting.
Boom. Just remember Guy Talk Radio.
Guy Talk Radio Wednesday nights at 8?
Seven.
And if you add a .com, I have a webpage.
Yeah, guytalkradio.com.
Yes.
Okay.
If I had a dog.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Joey.
Oh, okay. No problem. It's been a pleasure.
Always. And Brigitta, thank you.
Yes.
See you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigitta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigitta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.